Widespread excitement that followed a study linking one gene mutation to depression has been dampened. A follow-up review in the Journal of American Medical Association shows little or no connection between one gene regulating the neurotransmitter serotonin and the likelihood of depression. Dr. Ned Kalin chairs the psychiatry department at UW Medical School. He says it means scientists will have to broaden their search for genetic causes of depression.
What this is really telling us is that there's not going to be one gene that explains why someone gets depressed or why someone develops schizophrenia. It's probably going to be, like many of the illnesses that we deal with in medicine, a complicated story where there are numerous genes.
Why some can shake off stress and others can't is a question psychiatrists have tried to answer using a combination of both environmental factors and heredity. Kalin says the interplay between the two is key.
Mutations in genes might be important in making people more vulnerable to the effects of stress as far as their likelihood of developing psychiatric problems.
Despite the latest revelation that the suspected gene is probably not a driving force behind depression, Kalin says the field is making inroads. He says use of genomics and brain imaging will someday help them better understand more about brain circuitry. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.